say this is. Who do you say this is? Jesus, in Jesus, my God, my Father, Jesus, the God and Father of Jesus. Who do you say this is? Who do you say this is? Who do you say this is?
Blessed be the name of the Lord tonight. If you have your Bibles, I invite you to the book of Matthew 7, starting with the 15th verse, and also Matthew 24. And hope you've had a wonderful couple of days in the Lord. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. And I greet the church in Trinidad. And whoever will be listening in tonight, God bless you. God bless the bride, whoever should be gathered, the elect of God. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every branch, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not good forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruit you shall know them. Amen. You may be seated tonight. One more scripture, Matthew 24:24. Amen. There shall arise. So this did not happen in the days when Jesus prophesied this. This is a prophecy. For there shall arise false Christs, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they will deceive the very elect. Amen. I'd like to continue with the thought of looking at a junction or a change in the a change that's sweeping us in this hour, in the message of the hour. And this change is the rise, and I like to look at it as a nation. Now, we have studied the message, and we who have been in the message a long time, and those who are converted in the message, Brother Branham is telling us that it eventually modern events will become clear by his prophecy. Because even when Brother Branham spoke many of things, he interpreted it, but it did not become understandable to us at that same moment. It began to unfold to us. So it remained in the Word, it remained in his message until it became clear to us. You see, so even the message of the hour is being made clear by the prophet's interpretation of prophecy. Amen. If it's made clear by modern events made clear by prophecy, means if it's made clear, it has to be made clear by a prophet. Amen. So he makes it clear in the message, but that doesn't mean we have come to it. Amen. We grow into it and then becomes a reality. So the message, when we first got the message, the first thing that happened, the message has to leave the little books. And then it has to come into the fivefold ministry. And then from the fivefold ministry, it comes to the people. And then it becomes clear. Okay? Now, faith cometh by hearing. And faith is a revelation. All right? And faith brings understanding. All right? If something is revealed to you, it becomes, you begin to understand it and becomes clear to you. And so you're looking at modern events being made clear. And we are noticing these modern events that are being made clear. We are seeing a change of administration. Brother Branham gives an example. He says, in his day, when Charles Price, Smith Wigglesworth, then you had Amy McPherson, you had Alexander Dowie had just passed away a couple of years before that, and you had these men passing away. Then Brother Bram says, from the time they passed away, we find that he was on the field. Christ was on the field. He represents Christ, doesn't he? All right. So here was Christ on the field, and these men passing away brought him on the scene. And we see also in 1958, in the Iowa series, Brother Branham is showing you that at the same time, Brother Bosworth, F. Bosworth, from the minute he passed away in 1958, he was called to do the funeral. He couldn't do the funeral, but in 1958, February 58, he said Brother Bosworth passed away. And from the minute, the same time he passed away is when the fundamental Protestant, there are two kinds of Protestant. The first is called fundamental Protestants. That's like the Baptists. They don't believe in the charismatic move. That's like the Lutherans. Is that right? So we find those fundamental Pentecostals, they fell away. That's when Brother Branham was preaching, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. And he said that before he can finish even developing his text, he said a third of them walked out. It was in that meeting. Now, how many have the book Generation? If you're going to book Generation, look in their first couple pages. You'll see that Brother Lee Vale gave a write-up of what happened in those meetings. In that meeting, when Brother Brown was preaching and those men had walked out, the next meeting, what happened is that the Holy Spirit came down as a roar because the people were rejecting it. The ministry was rejecting it. And roared through the place, and they thought that the electric organ had backed up and was creating that noise. But it was the Holy Spirit roaring over the people. He said it scared the people so much that they turned white. That is when Bosworth died away, showing that the true Pentecost, Brother represent true Pentecost, passing away, you see, and now the fundamental Pentecost had rejected him. 1961 also, April 25th, April 19th, at the Holiday Inn in Chicago, we find the same thing happened, not the fundamental Protestants, but the charismatic Protestant. Now, they are the one who set the trap up for Brother Branham. Is that right? And Brother Branham came and showed them how the meeting will not be held in that room that they chose. And he showed them where they will be sitting. Is that right? And in that day, in that meeting, Brother Branham preached explaining the Godhead. Because they challenge him on three things. Water baptism, but you need Godhead for that. Right? Water baptism, serpent seed. Water baptism, serpent seed, and something else. Can't remember. Three things, three doctrines. Water baptism, serpent seed. Oh, I think Godhead. So there were three things. One, two, three. And Brother Branham said now, this class was a tricky class. And they said, Brother Branham, we're coming down there at Branham Tabernacle to get rebaptized. Both Oneness and Trinity. We're coming down there for you to get rebaptized. He said they never did come. So from 1961 to 1963, we find that he gave them space to repent. They never did come. All right? And when they didn't come, that became the fourth seal. Death struck them, which was the 10th plague. Okay, so we see that there are significant things that happen when people pass away. Okay? And then we find out here now, in just the last 5 years, You had Junior Jackson. You had Brother Coleman. You had Brother Veal. You have Brother Jenkins. Right? You have these men that have passed away. There are other men that are passing away, definitely, also, that have passed from the old age. But they are passing away. And their passing away in the last 3 years, 3 to 5 years, has developed something. And what has developed? We see, as they pass away, we see a rise of a falling away. And the falling away is that we find the Collins grandson, right? Then he joined up with Jeff Jenkins. Then there's the man that left Brother Perry Green, who started up a website against Brother Branham. And then there's the one that left Eddie Biscoll. And he started up Believe the Sign, right? What is it? These were all believers, every one of them. What is it? It's a falling away. But it's not just a falling away. There's another move that's on the scene. They are not just falling away, but it's the rise of the Antichrist among us. Antichrist, plural, not the singular. Now, these Antichrists are broken up into two folds. One, the ones who fall away and attack the messenger and the message. And then there is the class that is rising now who are in the message, and they are the twins. They remain. And as they remain now, they begin not just to have different doctrine, they begin to fight and kill the influence of the ministry and the true light. Yes, the same Perry Graham that's in Arizona. He left his church. Not he was one. He was one of the first. The man who left his church was one of the first to start a website.
So the people that left his church.
One man I know who left it, who started that. Okay. And so, and then I believe the sign is connected to Brother Biscoll. All right, so you find that this is the rise here now. You can see that we are in that transition now, where on the internet, the people who are in the message is now calling Brother Branham a false prophet. And they're saying Brother Branham lied, and, you know, his visions was this, and that, you know, then there's the cloud, and the cloud wasn't true, and he made that up, and so he had a vision of a brown bear, and a brown bear never come to pass. Let me tell you something, friends. God can raise up a prophet and have 99% of his prophecy come to pass, and have one prophecy remain there that came to pass, and he never told you it came to pass through the prophet. He leaves it there. Who is to say that God didn't fulfill that prophecy out there? I can't hear you.
Amen.
He doesn't have to come back and tell you everything.
Amen.
And we, listen, another thing, friends, listen carefully. I don't know about you, but I don't believe there's anything that could stumble me after all these years. I've come through left and right quotes and, you know, starlight ministry, moonlight. I understand the transition of light, but I also understand that if you don't have a gene in you, there are things in there that will cause you to ponder, to stumble, and to even call this message having error. God don't have to satisfy our curiosity. God don't have to prove, you know, or we don't have to prove this message. If God came down and took a photograph with this man, that's good enough for me. And if you have somebody else who's been vindicated like that, well, then you go follow them. But there has never been a gift, even up to this moment and this time, for the last 500 to 1,000, 2,000 years, this ministry was even greater than Paul.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Advice,
sir. Amen. I'm telling you. Brother Bam said, God did more in my little ministry than he did in his own son.
Right.
Amen. So this is the rise. The rise is there. And we can understand these people. What the deception is here, is with the twins that are among us. See? And so my aim is to show you and use one example of a nation, Trinidad. And the reason for that is because I couldn't come into this understanding to put this thing together unless modern events I had experienced it. I experienced that people, ministers that I once were friends and fellowship with, were together at one time. We were together at one time, even able to long suffer with some of them and they with me. You see, that is the stages of the Spirit moving from the mixed multitude. Mixed multitude. That mixed multitude is not talking about different kinds of doctrine. This mixed multitude is different species. This is species. This is the human class. This is the serpent class. And this is the Zoe class. We're all connected with the mixed multitude. Amen. When we talk about choosing of a bride, we're not talking about choosing from different kinds of women. Amen. We're talking about choosing of our species, a certain kind of woman who is the species of God. Because only Zoe can join with Zoe.
Amen.
We're not talking about different kind of women. So it's mixed multitudes. You see? And then from mixed multitude, we were all one. And when we were mixed multitudes, then we all had one common enemy. And that common enemy was denomination or Egypt. Denominations of the devil, the man of sin, there's the Pope, 666 is out there. The Antichrist spirit is out there. The deception is out there. Everything, everybody is happy. Every preacher preaching is out there. And you love that because nobody preaching it here.
Amen.
After all, we are protected. And to preach, while you're under the mixed multitude, what do you preach? You preach the first four seals. The white horse rider, the black, where's all of that? In denomination. But we are not there, we have been called out. But in the calling out is where the mixed multitude is. So for the last, for the first 25 years, what you think was happening? People were all together. 1960, 1970, right? And then by 1980, oh my goodness. By 1970, in the middle of 1970, around 75 to 77, you find Brother Coleman is going this way. And forming a multitude following him. We find Brother Vail with the presence and Perusia, and he came out with his doctrines. And then we found Paul Jones came out with Two Soul. See? Then you had Junior Jackson came out with a 7-year tribulation. What happened? You move now from mixed multitude to now twins. And in the twins now, you've got two folds of ministry, two folds of the fivefold. You have the true, and you have the false. You have the Cain, you have the Abel.
Amen.
They both have two different revelations. This revelation is different from Abel's revelation. Abel's revelation made him righteous. Then right in the twins now is the unrighteous. So we have moved. You've got to know how you're moving. This is the present stage of the bride's ministry. You move from there. And then when you move, after you move from twins. So for the last, let's say, from 1980, 1990, 2000, for the last 30 years. So mixed multitude come out. So 60, 70, 75, about 25 years. 60, 70, 75, 15 years. 15 years. 15 years. First 15 years, mixed multitude. Right? And then 75, 85, 95, what we are? 95? 60, 75, 85, 95, 2005, 2005, 2010. So for the last 30 years, what we have been doing is called going to seed, where every doctrine that can come out of the message has come out, is now seeded. So you have two souls. You have oneness, one Jesus, one God, right? You have polygamy. You have 1963 is the coming of the Lord. You have a false birth. You have return ministry. You have Joseph is a prophet. You have Brother Branham was not Malachi 4. You have Brother Branham did not finish the third poll. You have the seventh seal not open. You name the doctrine, they have all come out already. It's already seeded. Amen. Then nobody come up with any more new doctrine. Amen. Brother Branham was the last Adam. Brother Branham was the, you know, all different kinds of doctrine. Brother Branham was Jesus Christ. Brother Branham was God. All the deity doctrine. So for the last 30 years, was doctrines being developed and being seeded in the bedding ground of people or churches. Amen. So you have the first 15 years, mixed multitude, we all can get along and preach together. Then for the last 30 years, doctrine began to develop. And what does doctrine do? Separate. So all that believe like me will be guarded. And that's how it should be. Because God wants to guarder. God wants to separate. You can't expect me to go hang out with a crow. And you can't expect a crow. Oh, well, a crow can say, I'm going to hang out with a dove. Because he can eat both. Amen. You see? And this is what has happened. You don't see the Junior Jackson group going to hang out with the Coleman group, do you? The two soul group hanging out with the Coleman group? You don't find that. Amen. You don't find the oneness Jesus only hanging out with us, do we? And we don't hang out with them. Amen. But how many would like for all of us to be one? Why can't we just put our hands and be brothers? And forget all this foolishness about doctrine and truth. After all, love one another. Truth is irrelevant. Anytime you see, you get a pastor who said, brother, all those doctrines and problems and all these deep things are just separated. Say, well, if you think so, and we are all going in the rapture, close your church and come by Brother Tony, because your truth doesn't matter as long as you love him. Amen. And after all, you're not in church for a living or tithing. Why don't you just, you know, doctrine is not important. Just come by Brother Tony. See where all the love goes. Listen, I'm bringing up wise children. Learn to think. Learn to judge. Ask yourself questions. See? Because we are not going to be always here for somebody. You've got to develop your own way, your own sense of discernment. Having your senses exercised to discern good and evil. Amen. And the more we go on, the less you're going to call me. The more we go on, the less you're going to call. Because most of the time, you already know the answer. Right? You're just looking for somebody to blame to say, Brother Jones said. So you can go to your wife and say, Brother Jones said you're wrong. Hey amen. You know the woman already knows she's wrong, or you already know you're wrong. So what's the point of telling them they're wrong and the prophet said? Just pray for them and love them and say, look, you know, you're going to have to put up with my ways, and I'm just going to have to let your ways go. You say, well, Brother Tony, I can't put up with a dominating female. Well, let me tell you this. You love certain thing about her. Otherwise, you wouldn't have married her. Isn't that right? So do things to help, you know. In the good time, talk about your bad faults. Not in the bad time. And if you can't raise correction in the good time, well, you better pray. Amen. Because that's a bastard born who can't take correction. You talk about your faults with each other in the good times. In the ice cream times. Chocolate times. Isn't that right? That's the time. You look about it. Look, you are nothing more than grown up babies. You still want temper tantrums, but you have wisdom how you do it. You still jealous one another. I can't help it. And you still want to get over your rights over each other, married or not. But guess, with all of that, you're going to learn. You're going to learn, or you're going to waste your life a miserable time on earth. Amen. But it can't change your destination.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He said, Brother Tony, unless they're perfected, they're not going. Well, let me tell you something. Perfection is not your power. Perfection is God's potter. And if it have to take trouble, suffering, or whatever else to get you in that condition, is right. But the main thing is, if you got that gene, you can't let these truths go. So you watch each other fault in the flesh going up there and see if you don't end up like Balaam. Looking at the backside of God's elect while they're still following the pillar of fire of truth. Let each other go. Let that, all those carnal fleshly problem. Oh, he's selfish and he's this and he's that. Who cares? God is a righteous judge. You can't change him anyway. Let him go. You see, I don't run you down. I just, when God put the whip in, I'm just there saying, oh my goodness. Did that really happen? My. You're just so right. If you show disrespect to your wife, okay, then your children will disrespect you. If you show rebellion towards your husband, your children is going to rebel against you. Whatever you sow in your house, you're going to reap. That's why a man should not trouble his own house. Or a woman. Trouble her own house. When you see your children acting a certain way, don't try to run to them. You either find out if they're in school picking it up or if they're picking it up from you.
Amen.
That's how it works. The chip don't fall far from the block. And the fruit don't fall far from the tree. The problem is right there. Amen. Either your husband picking up some problem in the job, or some friend, or some believing brother giving him advice, who is probably not right himself. Yeah? That's how that works. Okay, everybody happy? All right. Let's love one another. As long as you're on the journey, everybody can't be in front. Not everybody can keep up with the same speed. But you're in the direction. You're still there following along in the trail. Isn't that true? So don't worry. If you go ahead, plant, you reap. But make sure this is lined up with this. All right? And watch and see your liberties. What can you do? Try your best to keep a New Year resolution. See how hard it is. Isn't that true?
Amen.
Amen. Some of you were really up on the last 2 months, the first 2 months of the year. Look how I'm looking. Isn't that right? Guess what happened? Those clothes just went, it used to fit section of the closet. Isn't that right? And just, you're going to get pumped up again in the next 2 months. Yep, really good. Oh, that new leaf. I'm going to turn a new leaf over. Oh, yes, sir. That's right. Okay, that's the way it works, friends. Trust God. Keep on eating. Keep on praying. Keep on worshiping. Keep on thanking Him for what He has already done for you. Already done. You want healing? It's already done. Don't thank Him for getting something or you're going to get something. It's finished work. Confess it, believe it, confess it, believe it, regardless what you see and how it sounds and how long it takes. It doesn't matter. You just keep on going. Okay, you move from twins. So guess what? The first 15 years is what? Mixed multitude. Amen. Amen. Then after that, so give me some years. From 1965 65 and 10 is 75, so that's 1980, isn't that right? You have mixed multitude. 80, 90, 2000, 2010, 2000. So we are back here about 2000 and what? 15? 2010, right? 2010. So 1980 to 2010, you had all doctrine being seeded. That can be seeded in the message. Ain't nothing new coming, brother. Seeded means it's already been planted in the bedding ground of people. So now you're looking around 2010. What is happening? I'm telling you, it's the move of the Antichrist. The falling away and the twins now moving into what we call the Antichrist. This is the persecution. This is the murder. Cain killing Abel. Why? They had already planted in themselves the doctrine. And watch, Abel could never get Cain to repent. He will not repent. So the Antichrist stage is past now. It's already past no repenting.
Yeah. Amen.
Now it's just I believe it. I don't care what you say. You can prove it from here to doomsday. You know, right? Because that's what Abel was doing. Abel, when Cain went to talk to Abel, he was saying, you need to repent. You need to repent. Because that's the last message of the Laodicean age. Repent, repent, repent. Be zealous, repent.
Yeah.
Amen. No repenting. All right? And then when you have these stages, mixed multitude, twins, antichrist, now you can label them false vine. All right? Brother Elliot, you want to wipe that board down for me? Please. All right, while he's doing that, why don't you move, Brother Isaac or Brother Joel? I've got a message there that's called Mixed Multitudes. Let's read it. So that's the first stage, remember that? Mixed Multitude. This is fallen angels. We don't need fallen angels yet. We need mixed multitudes. I've got about six of them there. I'm not doing all six. I've got six of them there, though. Amen. Mixed multitude. Now, and a mixed multitude went also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. Now, scriptures, you got to be careful with them when you look at them, when you watch them. Seems like the green is giving trouble, isn't it? You might just get, brother. Oh, I'll tell you what. Why don't you use one of these? Thank you, brother. It's a good thing I didn't try to get it. It's the Lord leading me there. Oh, he's using. I thought a teacher would be able to get this thing going. All right, I want you to watch scriptures. They all. In there, you have to look at them, meditate upon them. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. What do you get from that scripture? You don't get, Brother William, I'm excited now. Huh? Well, yes, diversity of species. All right. I mean, you're not going to try to tell me, well, that means short men, tall men, fat women, skinny women. That is a mixed multitude. Or you say Chinese, Indians, you know, coloreds. You think it means that? Well, you say people with different beliefs. No, they followed Moses. So the only thing left is species. Now, a mixed multitude went up with them. Now, notice that them is completely different from the mixed multitude. I can't hear you. There is the them, and then there's the mixed multitude. A mixed multitude also went up with who is the them? The elect. So there's the elect and the mixed multitude. So when they say mixed multitude, we don't mean elect. So there's the elect and the mixed multitude. In the message, look, the prophet of God said, now it's recorded here in the word, we're in the last days. There's nothing put up about this. There's nothing bogus. No host. There is a word being made manifest. It's the word telling you the truth. You've been at the meetings. You've been in the meetings before, and you know that it's the truth. Now, we have a lot of impersonators. We know that. But don't look at them. There was a mixed multitude went up with Moses. So, the mixed multitude are impersonators. Impersonators is one who acts like the real. Is that not true? Well, then this must be the real. Are you with me? Okay, here we go. But remember, there are some true Israelites there that went into the promised land. True? Mixed multitude who are impersonators. Impersonators of what? Bride. Exodus. So in the Exodus, or the calling out, guess what happens in the calling out? So the mixed multitude is why we all could get along. Because the mixed multitude did not come out because of doctrine so much. They came out because they believed Moses. And they saw the pillar of fire. And they saw the vindication. The vindication of power. So before you can have an exodus, before you can have an exodus, you have to have a prophet, and you must have a pillar of fire, and you must have vindication, which is what? Power. So the mixed multitude did not come out under the seven thunders. Because the seven thunders came out after the Exodus, then he take them to a mountain. Amen. Then it thundered. So the Exodus is not the real message. Amen. That's the calling out. The seven thunders is the entering in. The bride is caught up in the mystery of the seventh seal. It's the seven thunders is the seventh seal. The first four seals calls out. Seventh seal, you enter in. Right? All right, between the calling out and the entering in, you have the restoration of the faith, of apostolic faith. Is that right? And then you enter in here, and that's perfect faith. Okay. Everybody happy? Amen. Notice now. Notice the winds begin to blow. The sea begin to get rough. They've gone off without him. Gone off in a big program somewhere. Gone off to do this. Also interested in this and that and the other. And they left without him. A mixed multitude went up with Moses that caused the trouble. I can't hear you. Who caused the trouble? The mixed multitude, which he called impersonators, caused the trouble. Huh. I wonder why I got so much trouble from the Hugheses, from the Hughes and the Simmons, and the Green in Trinidad, and the Shem. Why do we get so much trouble? Different species, mix all together. Cause the trouble. I think that's about the same thing that happened today. The supernatural been done. You see, that's Papa. Supernatural is vindication and power. And we're brought in a mixed multitude. The same thing. That's what causes the trouble. Amen. People are in this message and don't know a hill of bean of it. Preachers were preaching and don't even know what they're talking about. Amen. Amen. They have no right in the pulpit. I don't know how they got there. Tell you the truth many a times. Mixed multitude called the trouble. Let's look at some trouble that caused in the mixed multitude. I'm going to give you one. And the son of an Israelitish woman, is that a covenant woman? Whose father was Egyptian. Wait a minute, that sounds like mixed multitude to me. The father came out in a mixed multitude and married an Israelite woman and said, we have the message. What's the trouble it caused? The father is unconverted, not covenanted, came out with Moses, with his wife, and went out among the children of Israel, and this son of the Israelitish woman and a man and a man of Israel strove together in the camp. So you see, the way the trouble came? The trouble came with a mixed marriage, coming out in a mixed multitude, and an Israelite man's son who is in the camp is fighting with an Israelite who is a true covenant man. What is that? You find right in the message camp two people fighting. One of them, whose father is an Israelite, come out with Moses, had a son in a message church, and fighting another believer. Tell me about the trouble. You think this was isolated? This wasn't isolated because Moses said, I'm going to make an example out of it. God says, I'm going to make an example out of this mixed multitude. And they strove together in the camp. I can't hear you. Is the camp in the Exodus? Is the camp under the pillar of fire? Is the camp have Levites? Amen. Men propagated Moses' message. Well, I tell you, it's there. And the Israelitish woman's son blasphemed the name of Jehovah and cursed. Why didn't the Israelite man do that? He was converted, he was seed, he was Zoe. And they brought him unto Moses, and his mother's name was Shelomith, and the daughter of Dibri of the tribe of Dan. And they put him in war, that means they lock him up. And the mind of the Lord might be shown them. They want to know what to do. Give us a quote, Moses. Let's find a quote. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, bring forth him that had cursed without the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregation, I can't hear you. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, whosoever, now, it's impossible for a seed of God to blaspheme. Whosoever curseth this, God shall bear his sin. And he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall certainly stone him. So sometimes when you see somebody rise up in our congregation trying to blaspheme the name of the Lord, trying to say things about these truths because the name of the Lord and the word of God is the same. Amen. That's the name of the Lord and the word of God is the self same. The interpretation of the word is the name of God. When he is revealing himself as the Holy Spirit, isn't that true? The Comforter, that is God's name being revealed. Is that right? The Redeemer, the Revealer, the Comforter, the Tutor, all of those things are part of God's name. What the, how the word is interpreting, how it is happening, is revealing what God is.
Amen.
As well. See, so don't be a surprise. I always tell people, they say, well, nobody loved me. Nobody cared for me. You know what I mean? You say, well, a lot of times, is if your attitude to what, let me tell you something, my people, my church here, if you are against these doctrines, these truths, you expect somebody to give you a little cold shoulder.
Yes,
because that is their God you're dealing with.
Amen.
That is their faith. That is their truth.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. Because God is telling the children of Israel, have an attitude towards that man.
Amen. Exactly.
Amen. Don't give him no right hand of fellowship. And if you don't like it, can't believe. But don't come here and talk foolishness about our God,
amen,
about our truth.
Amen.
You're in the wrong place.
Amen.
You are in the wrong place. I don't care if you're rich. I don't care if you're big and you're a 200-pound angel. I don't care how big you are. I don't care how nice your personality is. You start getting against these truths and see how them people go. Your spirit's going to turn on that person. Because that is what God put in His Word. Let the whole congregation stone it.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
Yeah, that's not. As well as the stranger. And he that is born in the land. And when he blasphemeth the name of the Lord, shall be put to death. Watch Israel again. What's the trouble now? We know Israel got excited down there. Instead of coming under the atonement, there was an uncircumcised group. So that means they're not only impersonators that cause trouble, they are not born again. They are not converted. In the camp, in the message world, now I know you never met an unconverted believer. Even in a church you went to before, all of them were converted. Yeah, and all the preachers too that you ever sit under, and even in your denomination he was converted.
Oh, man.
Isn't that true? You were sitting there and you heard the message, all of a sudden you came out. And what did you say? You never ever would say to yourself, that man was unconverted. That preacher I came from was unconverted. The church was unconverted. I mean, everybody was not born again in my Baptist church.
Man.
When you came out, you didn't say that. No, the human mind doesn't like to do that. It takes the mind of the Lord to come now and show you the mirror of the road, where you were deceived, how you were deceived, so that you could say, praise God. Ain't God good, giving us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are.
Amen.
Amen. Undeserving.
Amen.
We don't. The human mind don't like to think about that.
Amen.
Think about the last message church you came from. Isn't everybody there converted? Isn't the preacher of that church also converted? Why did you leave if he could bring you to a birth, he can take you to adoption? I guarantee you that. If he can bring you to a birth, it means he's got life. And he will not stay. If you're born again, you will not stay in that same position. You'll continue to grow like cell upon cell, word upon word, until you form the image of the Word. Once you're converted. Cannot. Your revelation cannot be stagnated. Something is wrong. So, they are impersonators. They are troublemakers. Right? Cause trouble. Fight. strive. Is that right? The fight to strive against elect. See, they are not born again, unconverted. See? He said there was an uncircumcised group that went with him, a mixed multitude. The Bible calls it, caused trouble, and later on. Later on is our day.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. That's the same thing that happened, that things that happened to this revival. Halfway believer, I can't hear you. What have they believed? God sent a prophet Moses of God. Stay with the word. But when it comes to understanding that word, them things too deep. We don't need them deep things. Give us our oneness, Jesus. We love Balaam. Baal. That's the same thing that happened in this revival. Amen. Halfway believers. There are only three classes in the world. That's believers, make-believers, unbelievers, and they set in every group. So you find it. Now watch Nehemiah 3 and 1. What should we do when we find them? On that day, they read in the book of Moses, in the audience of the people. I can't. We read in our Moses.
Yes,
in the message. Mix multitude.
Yes,
right? Are we reading now?
Yes.
What should we do? Let's see what we should do. Amen. And there was found written that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come in the congregation of God forever. Because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them that he should curse them. Howbeit our God turned the curse into a blessing. I want to show you how he turned the curse into a blessing. Blessed are you when men persecute you, despitefully use you for and persecute you for my name's sake, for the revelation, for what you are standing on, standing for. He turns God's curse into a blessing. Oh my goodness. Let my enemies pour upon me that I might be blessed. My goodness, at one time, that was a thorn in my side. Now I say, Lord, there's a reason to bless me.
Amen. Amen.
Listen to this. Shem Ali, my good friend, he went to Durban. And he told some good friends of mine, I was preaching two words. Well, it so happened he told a friend he didn't know. He told Eddie Ramroop I was preaching two gods. He told Maxili in Guyana I was preaching two lords. And whoever else, he can't wait to tell them. What can I say? The more they do, the more I'm blessed. Amen. So now in Guyana, I am a man that has two wives, they say. Next time they'll say, there's a man who has two bank accounts. Harold Beckett went to tell my good friend, not knowing he's my good friend, Louis Govindraj, Brother Gurulal is preaching two lords, two gods. Louis set him straight. In my face, he says one thing. I have a number of people who get these DVDs. They write me emails. I'll give you a story, how it works. We have a number of people in Cape Town that listen to these DVDs and tapes. So they wrote me email. Brother Tony, Brother Harold is not preaching, is a oneness, he's not preaching. I call Brother Harold, I send the email to Brother Harold. A number of them I sent. I said, Brother Harold, he said, Brother Tony, I believe what you believe. He said, I believe what your God had, the way you believe it. I believe. Well, okay. Why did you allude that? Here another one. Here's a good one. So then, I got some more. And I got a little bit upset. I said, brother, look, you need to handle this problem. So I sent it to him. He said, oh, they're just internet lovers. They're just searching for lovers on the internet. did his fluting. Well, let me tell you something. They are the untouchables. You know the untouchables at one time? For almost 20 to 30 years, they gained great influence among the people. They were the standard. Well, what did they do in those 20 to 30 years in their people? Nothing. And now when these truths come, and they can't hide from it because it's on the internet, it's on printed media, it's on DVD, and it comes. It will find, the elect will find that tape. And now they didn't do a work. Now they want to hide it, kill the influence of the ones who are preaching. Say they are troublemakers, they're splitting churches, they're doing this. If you had done your work, you would have rooted those people. Like in Guyana, one brother said, a guy from India came and was preaching some Edwards. They brought him to Trinidad. Imagine that. I was preaching that Adam had a homosexual affair with the serpent. Imagine that. And the brothers in Trinidad preach it. They don't want this Jesus, this gospel, but they want that. This is what I want to tell you now. The guy who said, after he heard him preach those things, the guy who said that, told Brother Cyril that what you're preaching is Jehovah's Witness trash, this Godhead, is the same man that went to preach for the man after he preached all of that foolishness, went to preach for him in India. What kind of scruples is that? You think there's not evil in this ministry? You think there's not wickedness in high places? Wickedness don't lie among you. What can you do? Wickedness is in high places. It can only be in the ministry. I'll show you in a minute a quote. Where's spiritual wickedness? Oh, these men are... So they told me, this guy came, he preached at one church in Guyana, and the church split. There's no more church, no more. The church split up, and the people left and is following, no communion, no foot washing, because this guy Edwards came and preached from India. And they said, oh, this man came and did that. I say, you foolish people. It's not the people's fault. It is the pastor who didn't teach them properly. Amen. Didn't root them, didn't ground them. There was nothing there that a man could come and wishy-wash them. I don't care. These churches are shaking. Is these older churches? Men of renown in the message. And now they want to kill the influence of us who preach these truths. Or they want to play the hypocrite role. Smile on your face, say, get along. Yeah, we see it. Yeah. But I say to it, this is your time to pay the piper. Yes, sir. If you didn't teach them well, start teaching them now. Bring in the teachers. Bring in the apostles. Get right. If people leave, let them leave. Amen. Why do you want to pastor a bunch of goats anyway? Amen. Let them leave. Amen. Preach the truth. The prophet said, lay it out there. Yes. Christians love it. Now they're afraid to preach it because this one will leave and that one will leave. You know? Let it shake. Let it shake. Let the Becketts and them shake. They want to... If they have believe they have influence to control Trinidad and Brother Green and the brothers in Trinidad, whatever they say becomes an absolute. Let's see if he's got any doctrines. Amen. Husband and wife, we know doctrine. Tell me about seven seals. You tell me about the seven thunders. You tell me about the opening of the word. I told him, when he came the last time, the first couple of times, I said, Brother Harold, I said, these black ministers respect you because they ain't got no role model. I said, but if you come on a regular basis preaching husband and wife and relationship all the time, I said, whatever influence you have is going to be gone. So he went to Trinidad. Shem Ali told him the same thing. Shem asked him, he said, brother, we've heard you preach, you know, a couple of times that you came, but we don't hear anything about Son of Man and the opening of the word. That's what the American people want. He wanted Dr. Dobson. You know Dr. Dobson? Yeah. Yeah, he died, but his spirit lives. I am not given an inch. I'm not given an inch. Watch what he told them. And now it came to pass that they had heard the law that they separated Israel all the what? Well, I think we read the word. Our Moses. We found it in the word. And guess what? We're saying mixed multitudes by.
Amen. Amen.
And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it. And his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the utmost part of the camp. This is in the camp now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. This is in the Exodus camp. This is in a message church.
Amen.
This is not denomination. And the people cried unto Moses. And when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. And he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burnt among them. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. The children of Israel also wept again and said, who shall give us flesh to eat? So they troubled Israel by causing the weak ones to look back to laying on of hands, altar call, prayer cloth, looking back to Egypt.
Yeah, exactly. Amen.
Amen. What is the mixed multitude got? They got a frog anointing.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
And you know them frogs like to hang around broken cisterns.
Amen.
You know, message churches ain't going nowhere. They like to hang around, not fresh water, broken cistern. Rivet! Rivet! And if you can remember the fish which they ate in Egypt, filled the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. You see, the diet in the message wasn't good. But now our soul is dried away. There's nothing at all besides the manna. So we're looking at mixed multitudes, the characteristics. They are impersonators. They act like the real thing. They are the troublemakers, the complainers, the fighters, the strivers, the blasphemers. You see, they are not born again in the camp. You see, frog anointing. See, okay, now, so the mixed multitude came out under a prophet's ministry.
Amen.
Prophet's ministry of power,
Amen.
Of signs, of pillar of fire,
Amen.
Of visions.
Amen.
Isn't that true? Now, so that means when a prophet comes, he comes and brings a revival.
Yeah.
A prophet comes and brings a revival. And when he brings that revival of power is the gospel net.
Amen.
So there were seven major revivals. Seven times God cast his net.
Yes, sir.
By seven messengers.
Amen.
Again, the kingdom of God, heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind. That's mixed multitude. When Moses came and God anointed him with the first two pulls, the supernatural, that was throwing the net. And when that net fell over Egypt, a mixed multitude of fishes came out.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I can't hear you. So if you want to place this parable, this parable is placed at the casting of the net is a messenger of the age.
Amen.
The messenger of the age cast the net.
Amen. That's right.
Again, the kingdom goes like unto a net that was cast into the sea. What the sea means? Multitude
Amen.
Of people and nation. I can't hear you.
Amen.
Amen. What is the net? The net is like the hook that has the bait. The net, like the hook, is the catch.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Isn't that true? Amen. So Matthew, and when it was filled, they drew out on the beach and they sat down and gathered the good into the vessel. So now, after the revival goes and catches them now, they have to be a separating.
Yes, sir.
Because Brother Branham's message brings a mixed multitude. We know we gathered them in the mixed multitude. Where is the separating? See, that is where it happens now. They are falling away. Because he don't keep them. The way he keeps you, the ones that he wants, is by giving you the seal.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that right? And there are different kinds of fishermen fishing for different things. Some people say, I want the turtle. And all the turtle begin to crawl over by him. Isn't that right? Amen. I want the crabs. And some crabs begin to go over there. Amen. And there's the man with the rainbow over his head saying, I want the rainbow trout.
Amen.
I want the rainbow trout. But the bad they cast away. So the revival produces a mixed multitude. And then there's got to be a separating in the message camp.
Amen.
What separates you again?
Doctor.
Thank you very much. After the net, which is the revival, comes the doctrines. And the doctrine is to separate. And he is only keeping the ones he wants to keep. He puts a seed in there. So shall it be in the end of the world. The angels, seven church age messengers, shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the righteous. How? By a message.
Amen.
And shall cast them into the... There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So we know that the revival, the mixed multitude, is scriptural. He said, prove it to me, all right? Note, I will teach you the fish. He told our Moses that.
Yeah.
Three pulls for the rainbow trout. And so there also James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon, and said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. Note, the revival is a move of God in power. It is the gospel net. The phenomena had been done. In the 38th verse, we read this. A mixed multitude went up with them, and the flocks and herds of cattle. Prophet is interpreting. Brother, a mixed multitude. The phenomena had been done. A big revival was on. They were put in. They were getting saved. Notice this now. Under the first two poles, everybody coming into the message. Big gospel net. Is that right? People getting saved, coming in. A group went up impersonating that.
Amen.
And they went up acting like they were believers. Is that impersonating?
Yes, sir.
Well, if you are the believers, then who are these other churches there? Are you acting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're the real thing, and they would be the real thing too. And you would be acting the same way. Believe in it. So, who is the acting? That's an acting message, church. Because if we are the same, we'll be acting the same way.
Yes,
we'll be in the same net.
Amen.
We'll be separated by the same master.
Amen.
So, they went, impersonated. They went up acting like they were believers. Are you believers? Sure, they put on their sandals and everything and got ready. But that same group, that same mixed multitude that taking communion, I can't hear you.
Amen,
you want to see them?
Yes,
you sure you want to see them?
Amen.
Let's go to the book of Jude. Jude chapter 1. starting with the fourth verse. Let's look. For there are certain men crept in. We need them. We need them. We need for them to draw the non-rainbow trout. Crept in, ordained ungodly men, turning the grace of God. That's the message of the hour. Of our God into, and denying thee. Well, therefore, I know Brother Simon doesn't believe in our oneness. He said we believe in two gods. I know Brother Hughes believed the same. So I wonder if they are men of old, because they're denying Father and Son here.
Yes, they are.
I can't hear that.
Amen.
I know you never met men of renown. I know you never met these certain men. I know you never met. Never, all right? I will therefore put you in remembrance, though he once knew, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, he did not save them as a covenant people. He just saved them from denominational Egypt. How? By coming out. And then kill them in the camp.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Afterwards. And the angel will kept not their first estate. That is not heavenly angel. That's preachers. That's the men of whom. Left their own habitation and reserved in everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the Satan's angels are loose.
Amen.
Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, as it was in the days of Sodom. Is that Luke 17:30 there? Well, then that's our day.
Amen.
And the cities about in like manner given themselves over. So these fallen angels had to be associated with Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Which had to be associated that they were called out. Mm-hmm. These are the certain men crept in. He's carrying the same thought.
Amen.
Believing that they identify themselves as message preachers.
Amen.
Acting as message preachers. As message angels.
Amen.
Giving themselves over to fornication. And given after strange flesh. Set forth an example suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Now, what did it say he's going to do? He's going to cast the fish that is not rainbow trout. What is he going to do? Fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh. Despise dominion. That's authority. Speak evil of. Okay, so now, they speak evil of the true ministers. The true ministry. They have to speak evil of it. If you don't speak evil of it, they'll have to acknowledge it. That's the mixed multitude. That's the impersonators. They've got to speak evil. They've got to lie.
Amen.
They've got to lie. They've got to slander.
Amen.
Because that's all Lucifer's qualities.
Amen.
That's who their father is.
Amen.
Yet Michael, the angel, contended with the devil. He disputed about the body of Moses. Darest not bring real accusation against a real accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. Now I can take a lot with that. The body of Moses, the type of the body of Christ, with the type of, I can't hear you. You? And you and your resurrection.
Amen.
And your promise. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. So they speak evil of Godhead. What do they call our Godhead?
Two gods.
What Shem calls it? Two gods. What does Hughes call it? Two gods. What, they didn't tell you two gods. We preach two gods.
Yes,
they've got to label it. They've got to label it. I'm going to bring a message called labeling us. I told Brother Norman that him and I are going to have to work together. He sent some notes for me. I've got to work on some of those areas to bring that. I have these thoughts in my mind that I want to put together. Labeling. Remember when they used to label you Tony Lights? Yes, sir. These speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. What is the way of Cain? Will not take correction from Abel. will not repent, will kill his brother, will slay his brother, will murder his brother, jealous of his brother, angry, run greedily after the error of Balaam, what they want. Oh, my goodness. Friends. Amen. They have their own agenda. They want popularity. Amen. If they preach these truths, they're going to lose their people, they think. Amen. They wouldn't want this. They can't want this. Reward and perish in the gainsay of corn. These are spots. Now watch carefully. In the take communion, in the mixed multitude take communion. Yes. These are spots in your feast of. Yes. When they feast, I can't hear you. With you, feeding himself without clouds, they are without water. What is clouds supposed to do? Clouds supposed to have water because water is doctrine.
Yes, sir.
Amen. They got no doctrine. Carry about by winds. What is doctrine? Winds of doctrine? False. Trees, not trees that God planted, trees whose fruit withered, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Amen. Raging waves of the sea, forming out of their own shame, wandering stars. See, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. He's not talking about heavenly angels there. He's not talking about demons there. He's talking about ministers. All right? Everybody happy?
Amen.
Go back to my note quickly. I need to get some of these out of the way. That's what tonight, brother, have a revival. Say what? Have a revival and there will be a mixed multitude, certainly as anything. Some of them will try to come and impersonate. Jesus said, the kingdom of God. Now, this is where I got the scripture's interpretation. The kingdom of God is likened unto a man that went to sea. Now, he's talking about revival and mixed multitude. That's all different kind of fish. Different species of fish.
Amen.
He said, the kingdom of God is likened unto a man that went to sea with a net in his hand. He threw the net out in, he pulled it, and that was the gospel. In there, they had turtles, water bugs, serpent, green frogs, snakes, everything else. He had some fish in there. Hallelujah. The first thing he knew when the revival is over, the gospel net comes off. The old turtle said, I know there wasn't nothing to it. The old water bug said, I believe it also. Right back to the hawk like it was in the swallow. The serpent says, I didn't believe it in the first place. But there are some fish in there too. I wonder which one there is Jeff Jenkins. The serpent says, I didn't believe it in the first place. I was only in it because my daddy was in it. But there's some fish in there too. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's time for the ministers to throw the gospel net. Pull it. God knows what's the fish. He has a turtle to begin with. See, he was a turtle to begin with. He was a fish to begin with. God knows which is which. I don't, but my business is to throw the net into the stream. Pull them up. There you are. Hallelujah. See, so the gospel net is the revival.
Amen.
That brings in all different kinds. My preaching to you is you come in already. They're separating. Unveiling of God. What this revival is on now. How could it prosper? How could it be blessed? I don't care how many impersonations it's got or anything else. When Moses went out, there was a mixed multitude that went with him. Impersonators. Now, if you are the real, why can't we go fellowship with the other message church and they with us? Because somebody is an impersonator. Either make yourself the impersonator and myself an impersonator, but don't make both of us the real. Because then you got a problem.
Amen.
You're either blind or probably don't even have a right mind.
Amen.
There's a lot of fanaticism that follows any message. So then the mixed multitude has fanaticism. Brother Branham is God. Joseph is the next prophet. Brother Branham didn't open the thunders. The seventh seal wasn't open. So you got to come back and open it. All kind of fanaticism. Is that right? There's a class that is fanaticism in the mixed multitude, and then there's a class that are just false teachers. So close.
Amen.
Now, to you Lutherans, I was just reading the history of Martin Luther. One of the books was wrote out here. They said it wasn't so mysterious that Martin Luther could protest the Catholic Church and get by with it, but to hold his head above the fanaticism that was before him, followed his revival. Will not Brother Branham's revival have fanaticism? Yes. Brother Branham is God. Yes, baptized in Brother Branham's name.
Amen.
Different other things. There we go. That's what it is. It's a mixed multitude with every revival. You know that. But now remember, they only indicate there's a real one. But I've had so many carnal impersonation up the other, it makes me scared to even think about it. Because you will have that just as sure as the world. There's always the mixed multitudes, and that carnal impersonation has to follow it. The message will still move on. Israel followed the pillar of fire. It stopped, they stopped. When it went, they went. The pillar of fire is moving on, yes. And we find out it's the leaders that does it. The leaders have always been the mixed.
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
So, I'm a leader.
Amen.
Well, what I'm teaching, what I believe in, what you believe in, what you have your hopes in, the other churches here don't have it. So that means we are mixed. But you don't want to say that. Because you can't. Your heart, your human mind is hard to receive that. You've seen them as message ministers all your life. Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
But unless you begin to break that shell, that and get out of that cocoon.
Amen.
And begin to see the reality of the message. You'll never grow any further. Because Brother Branham said, God, after Abraham separated, there was blessings. Got to change your mind. Look at old Dathan back there in the Bible time, in Moses' dispensation of law. He was the one that led the mixed multitude. Dathan, it was Korah. When God raised up his prophet Moses and had the word of God, he had 2.5 million out of the in that desert. And Jethro came up and said, Moses is going to kill you. Your burden is so great. God took part of his spirit and put it on the 70 elders. So here now, watch carefully. You had Moses. And then what followed Moses was apostles, elders, and then there was Levites. You know the elders?
Amen.
Is the elders in charge of their tribe? That's true. You say, well, maybe they were unconverted type. Well, maybe they were. There was a mixed multitude that went up. But I want to bring another thing here to remembrance. If God sent a messenger, vindicate that sign that he was with the messenger sent from God. Then it's up to them to obey this messenger. Exactly. They must obey that messenger. I have respect for that messenger. Look at Joshua and Caleb. They stayed right in this side. Yes, sir. Whatever Moses was in, they was into. Have I got any Calebs here?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. Because it don't make sense that we don't have any Calebs. Amen. Here, they got to have Calebs. If you want another Joshua, you can choose your Joshua. But if you're here, there must be some Calebs behind this.
Amen.
Exactly. They must obey the messenger and have respect to that messenger. Look at Joshua and Caleb. They stayed right by his side. Whatever Moses was in, they wasn't into. Whether Moses was right or wrong, they stayed right with him anyhow. Because they know that it was God's messenger. If you know I'm God's pastor to you, you'll be in it. You'll be in it. You say, well, I know about Brother Branham. Really? Whatever you do under the ministry that you're under, that's what you would have done with that messenger.
Amen.
Okay, I have a set of notes there that's marked revival and the twins. I'll do this last one. Then on Sunday we will do present stage of the bride's ministry. Now remember, what is happening in Trinidad with the mixed multitude? Then we move into twins, and then we move into Antichrist, then it's classified false vine. It's happening in all nations. See, God only allow me to experience these men and what they're doing, their attitude, their action, because what they're doing. Shem is telling everybody we're preaching to God. You can't wait for a minister to come and tell them that. Beckett. Can't wait. You see? And then you have Green. He can't wait to call all the ministers and anywhere he knows we are going to call them and let them know Brother Cyril and I is coming in with two God doctrine. He's trying to kill the influence. What is this? This is the Antichrist spirit that are in the twins now. They are Antichrist. They are working against these truths. They are suppressing the truth. Men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. All right. Okay, now, so the revival now. The seven seed revival and the twins. Revival is produced by a genuine gift and messenger of God. So let's see how a revival comes. Remember what is a revival? It is the net.
Yes. Amen.
The voice that follows it then is what comes to separate them. Because that is when the 70 begin to leave. When Jesus, after his first two pulls, had brought them in. And he starts to say, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood. See what happened? The 70 left him.
Yes, sir.
What is it? Then Judas followed. All right, if you make sure you get these. These quotes are important to you, these doctrines, for you to systematically see the stages of growth in the message. From 1965 to 1980, mixed multitude. From 1980 to 2010, what is that? Twins. Sowing of seed. And what happens after that? From 2010 onwards, the rise of the Antichrist. You know, Colin's son, Jeff Jenkins, Believe the Sign. I forgot the name of the other site for the brother Green, the fellow who came from Perry Green. But in every generation, every revival brings some prophet of God. Now listen very carefully. The wording might be a little funny, but he'll straighten it out. A prophet is a preacher, true preacher on the word that stays with the word, and they bring forth a revival. I can't hear you. So the prophet brings forth a that gathers the elect out of that generation.
Amen.
Now, what he's not telling you to gather the elect out, amen. It gathers the elect, but there's a group that comes with the elect.
Amen.
So we're going to have to get all the quotes to put it all together. But can you have a revival without a messenger?
Amen.
What do you need to have a revival? You need a messenger.
Amen.
You need somebody to bring a revival. So a revival don't come by two men. A revival come by how many men? I don't think I want to use this green anymore. I'm going to use the black. For revival, you need one man, a special man.
Amen.
Isn't that what it's telling me there?
Yeah.
All right. It was in the end time period that the seven thunders of Jesus came forth. What time? Revelation 10, 3 to 4. And he cried with a loud voice as a lion roared. And when he had cried, seven thunder uttered their voices. And when the seven thunder uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, seal up those things with our seven thunders utter, write them not. What was in those thunders, no one knows. But we need to know. It will take there's one man. We need that one man to give us what's in those seven thunders. And it has to be a what? So, I don't care what they say. The seventh seal is not open. That's their business. I got a prophet.
Amen.
And that's a scripture that happened in our day.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
Amen. All right. It will take a prophet to get the revelation. The what revelation? The revelation of the seven thunders.
Yes. Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
The word always come by a prophet and always will. This is the law. It is evident by even a casual search of the scripture. The unchanging God with unchanging ways invariably sent his prophet in every age where the people had strayed from divine order.
Amen.
Now, rapture message. There are three things happens. A voice, a shout, a voice, a trump. A shout, a voice, a trump has to happen before Jesus appears. Well, the trump, the shout, is a message to the bride. The voice is a message to the dead. And the trump is a message to the Jews. Then Jesus appears. So what who Jesus is appearing? Tell me, the Son of God. Before Jesus, the Son of God, can come, there must be a shout prepares us to meet him in the air.
Amen.
A voice to prepare the dead to meet him in the air.
Amen.
And it needs a trump message before the 144 can meet him.
Amen.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
Again. Because really, meeting him in the air is not really a second coming.
Amen.
Because we don't meet him here. That's why he said appear. That's when he comes for his bride in the air. I can't hear you.
Amen.
So this Jesus, before this Jesus appears, this Jesus there, before he appears, that's the coming, isn't it? You have to have a shout before he comes. A voice before he comes, right? And now a shout. Jesus does all three of them when he descends. Now I'm asking, isn't there two Jesus we're talking about there? The Jesus that descends with a short voice and trump is the Lord himself. And the Jesus that appears after the short voice and trump that appears is the Son of God. I can't hear you. To the message world, they know nothing about that.
Amen.
Sister, you catch that? Three things happen. A shout, a voice, and a trump. When does this happen? The Lord himself shall descend from heaven. The Lord himself. Which Lord is that? That is Jehovah, the Lord said unto my Lord. So this is the Lord himself. This is the Jesus that must do all these three. All right, so that is, now watch carefully, they shout their voice at trump has to happen before Jesus appears. So there's a Jesus who appears after shout, voice, and trump. That's the Son of God. That's the one we meet in the air. And the next one says, Jesus does all three when he descends. Well, which Jesus does all three as he descends? The Father. Who do we meet in the air? The Son. Because the Son does not know the message of the thunders.
Right.
He can't give it to us. It is the Father who gives revelation. And it is the Father who comes to veil himself in a prophet to give the revelation.
Yes, sir. Amen.
A prophet has to get it from God. Only God can give revelation.
Amen.
See how the message is only for the elect? It is only for the elect. A shout. What is this shout? It's a message going forth. What is the message? God veiled in human flesh.
Amen.
Yeah. Luke 17:30. Right? First, the living bread of life going forth to the bride. Doesn't that have to happen first where God himself appeared in the form of a prophet and then we meet the Jesus in the air? So there's a Jesus revealing himself in human flesh right here now in the shout.
Yeah.
And there's a Jesus that we meet in the air. And those two are not the same.
Amen.
A shout. What is the shout? It's a message going forth. First, the living bread coming from the bride. Now, God has a way of doing things. He never changes his policy. He is the unchanging God. Amos 2 and 7, he said he would do nothing and he revealed it unto his servant, the prophet. So the shout, the message or the shout has to do with the prophet. Second quote. You say, "What? Why are you saying that?" Because I'm trying to tell you, to have a revival, you need one man.
That's right. Amen.
Now, follow again. The first thing comes when he starts descending from heaven. There's a shout. What is it? It's a message.
Amen.
To get the people together. A message. What is the message? Seven thunders comes to the prophet.
Yeah.
Which is a message.
Amen.
Right? Now, what is the thunder? It's the voice of who? The voice of God himself.
Amen.
Things that are to be. Now, let me speak to the author before we read this book. Baba, Heavenly Father, we are grateful to Thee to be alive tonight, to return back to the city, sitting there in a panoramic of the mountains, looking up and seeing the snow and orange blossom bloom at the same time. What a magnificent world You've given us to live, and how that we see man that is disturbed and acted in this world. It makes us ashamed of ourselves, Father. We are here tonight to try to put our effort to try to cause men to see this great thing that God has done and know that there's something greater just beyond. May we look to that tonight, Father, as we turn into your word and read. We can read, Father. The Holy Spirit revealed it to us through revelation. Now, when the former and latter rain are falling together, well, that's the fullness. And we know that there's supposed to be a great sign and wonder, that's a ministry, which in many great denominations, this was turned down, talking about the message that's been turned down, former and latter, dynamics and word. I'm very thankful for these open doors. Why? Why? Thankful for the open door. Everybody shut it down. When the message came, the doors begin to close. Follow again. I want to get this to you. And the he said, open doors that I've had to go into, and the inspiration it gave to young men like your pastor here. That caused them, as I'm beginning to get old, and know that my days are numbered. I know that these young men can take this message and sweep it to the coming of the Lord. Watch carefully. So one, you need, for a revival, you need one man. Right? And a revival now, watch carefully what I want to do for you. This revival, let's see what is this revival. You have to have one man to bring the revival, and you have to have men to carry the revival. You don't get the revival from the prophet directly.
Amen,
brother. I can't hear you. You need one man to get that message. Amen. To start the revival, and you need the fivefold to carry the revival.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yeah.
Now, everybody happy?
Yeah.
Now, let's look what this revival will do for us. Now, that's the great reason today that the revival that we're supposed to have, we have denominational revivals. We haven't had a real stirring. No, sir. Don't think we've got it. Don't think we got revivals. We haven't. Oh, they got millions and millions and millions of church members, but not a revival nowhere, no. So lots of people in our message church is not a revival.
Amen.
Great singing and worship is not a revival.
Amen.
Follow carefully. Signs and wonders and miracles is not the revival.
Amen.
Watch carefully now. The bride hasn't had a revival yet. Are you bride? He said, you haven't had a revival yet. There has been no revival there. No manifestation of God to stir the bride. Yet, see, we're looking for it. It will take those seven unknown. What are the seven thunders called? The message of the hour. The seventh seal. It will take the opening of that seventh seal, that half hour space of time, that heaven is silent because God is speaking through a prophet on earth. And when God is prophesying, who can prophesy? I can't hear you. You catch the scriptures I'm giving you. The bride hasn't had a revival yet. There's been no revival. There's no manifestation of God to stir the bride yet. See, we are looking for it. It will take those seven unknown thunders back there to awake her again. He will send it. He promised it. Now watch, she was dead. We were all dead.
Yeah.
Denominational dead.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5. Starting with the 13th verse. But all things that are proved are manifest by the light. What is the light? The sunlight. Nothing can hide when the sunlight comes.
Yes,
you'll manifest everything. What is the sunlight? The seventh seal. For whatsoever do it make manifest as light. Nothing can hide.
Amen.
Therefore, he said, awake, thou that sleepest, arise from the dead. We were denominational dead. I can't hear you. We're denominational dead. And Christ, which is that seventh seal under the shout, amen, shall give thee light. S-O-N, light. Amen. All right, everybody happy? Let's go back to my quote now. The bride has not a revival yet. So what does the bride need to have revival? One man and a message of seven thunder.
Amen.
Amen. All right, now follow. No, to have a revival, you need first one man, Brother Bill, then gifted men to carry the revival message.
Yeah.
Amen. Paul trained men.
Amen.
Jesus trained men. Abraham trained his men.
Yeah.
Amen. Moses had trained men.
Yeah.
Amen. Caleb and Joshua were trained men.
Yeah.
Hur was a trained man.
Yeah.
Aaron, a trained man.
Amen.
All right. Say now, what do we need? Want a revival? A revival, dude. Let's see now. For us to have a revival, we must have these things.
Yeah.
God called man. God, that's the title of the message. God called man. Called man. Why did he say God called men? God called man. That's him, the one man. God cannot send a revival until he got man in shape to take it.
Yeah.
We cannot have a revival until we get men. God called men. God trained men.
Yeah. Amen.
You think on the mixed multitude we had God trained men? So on the mixed multitude, no revival. It's after the teaching begins to come, then what are we teaching? The open book, the seventh seal, the unveiling of God, the mighty God unveil. Who do you say this is? Amen, that you will know your God, and that is when your book become a new book. That's where your revival starts. That's where light begins to shine in your heart, to give you light of the knowledge of the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that true?
Amen.
Follow now. God trained men. Men who are not afraid to face the fire. What fire? The fire from the twins.
Amen.
The fire from the mixed multitude.
Amen.
He said, show me the fire. They hated Caleb and Joshua because they had a different spirit.
Amen.
They picked up stone to stone them. That's the Antichrist spirit. Why? Because Joshua and Caleb said, amen, let's go take that seventh seal. Let's take the shout. Let's take the depth of the opening of the word. And what do they say? They say, no, let's just love one another. Let us all be one. Let's go, all the ministers, just be one and be nice to each other. Don't be naughty. Are you getting what I'm telling you?
Yes, sir.
Men who are not afraid to face the fire. Men who has come in the presence of God and knows His and knows His healing power, and some men that strain to know the living God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You know, you never understand why it is in your life God prepares a man for this call. My brother will tell you, my mom will tell you, I grew up with a great grandma, and boy, she was a dominating female. I developed such an immunity to that, that sometimes I have to watch to make sure I don't have a complex to go too far on the other side. You talk about a trickster. That woman had all the tricks in the world. And she used to tell you, what you got in your head, I got in my little toe. She wasn't easy. But I needed that woman. God knows I needed that. For the work that I had to do. I remember in my calling, I always knew that there was something there. Always knew there was something. When I was a young man, I wanted to be I wasn't a very good Catholic. I was Christian Catholic, but I wasn't a very good one. I don't know if there is a good such thing as a good Catholic. Yeah, I was shaping up. I said, you know what? I'm going to be a priest. Way back in my young boy's life. You see, after I hit teenage life a little bit older, I realized that wasn't a good call. That wasn't a good call for us. I was concerned. And I always, my mom would tell you, my dad would tell you, I was a science man. You can prove it to me. It's okay. Fine. For God to get a hold of me, somebody asked me about religion. I said, before I even know the message, I go to a Baptist church, they'll teach me Baptist theology from a seminary that taught them. And that's how I taught. Go to a Pentecost would be the same. To me, it was all the same. But you see, God knows the right season, the right time, and the right way.
Amen.
And I remember my calling. I always said to my brethren, I said, Brother Branham said, no man has a right to preach the gospel until he had stand on that sacred sand and met God. That pillar of fire, face to face. Other places he said, met God. I know what I was saying. I know that that's impossible. But yet, I know he said it. And I used to say, Brother Tony, you know, I just believe you got a call. I used to tell him that. And then one day, one night, that changed my entire life. I was in my room, on our bed. The Lord was dealing with me in the ministry. And just as if, not knowing if it's a dream, or not knowing if it's a vision, not knowing anything, I know it wasn't normal. I was transported in that bed, in a house without a roof, a starry night. And here comes that light, that cloud. But you see that amber that is over that little pillar fire cloud there? That amber, it wasn't white, it was amber. And I looked at it, and I knew in myself. And as I began to examine it, I was back in my room. And I remember the words coming to me, because I know what God was I was being dealt in a certain way, in a heavy way. And I said, Lord, if you're calling me to the ministry, and before I can finish to say, let me see it again, in my heart, I was transported in a house without roof, starry night, and here comes this cloud over me again. And that same week, never told anybody about it, that same week I went home, and the former pastor says, he told my mom to let me call him. When I called, he said, it's too late for this weekend, you're going to have to take the service. I said, I don't even know how to put a sermon together. He said, well, you're going to have to learn, because this is your, it's too late to call anybody. He had food poisoning. His whole family had food poisoning. Never forgot the text in the book of Kings where he came back to the Jordan River. Where is the God of Elijah? That wasn't Elijah calling. That was the bride. That was the bride's ministry. Since that time, I had many. I'm not a dreamer because my makeup is to teach. I don't like anything. I question everything that has a light and everything that has a vision. And unless, you know, something comes and tells me, go here, turn left, do this, do that. I don't even let dreams bother me. I don't even look for symbols. I don't look to interpret nothing. I don't. That's my makeup. I'm warned. I'm forewarned within my own spirit. Sometimes too much. See? But I remember carefully. Now that changed my entire life. I went to Trinidad about a month later. And when I went to Trinidad, there was this brother who was a photographer who was taking photographs out. And believe it or not, he was taking a photograph of the cloud. And guess what? When I told him my experience, he said, wait. He went in and he got that same photo I had seen. He said, I don't know why I didn't throw it away, because the exposure looked like it was wrong. And the white cloud was all amber. And then, then Brother Shem said, brother, you got a call in your life. Just imagine that now. I guess I must have had the wrong call. I'm sure he ever said that. I've had those many experiences, you know, looking and seeing myself in the midst of circle of a ministry, and Brother Branham in the midst, and his eyes looking with white light shining. I've had my call. I believe no man can stand here in the low times when everybody is against you, when everything that you believe cannot even be confirmed by hearing someone else. You just believe it. You just know that this is the right line. If you don't have those experiences, you cannot stand in those times. You need to know that you are God called. You need to know that you're not mommy called, daddy called, or you just want to do this job. And unless you have met God in those places, the devil will sweep you away with emotional lows and highs. He'll make you so high with the people that he'll make you fall because of the expectation of those people. Or he'll swing you so low in discouragement, you want to give up the whole thing. It has to be God to keep a man there and to call that man. I know that for a fact. I know that for a truth. And men of God that sent into the field has no right to preach the gospel without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's our greatest problem in the mixed multitude. They are not born again ministry. That is just the truth of it. The first qualification of a minister is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And if you tell me you're filled, you tell me what man passed life to you. And if you can't tell me that man, you ain't got it. That's just the way it is. You don't get it from a book.
Amen.
You don't get it from somebody tapping you on the shoulder. And, okay, are you ready? Now we find out it's the leaders that does it. I can't hear you. The leaders have always been mixed. Now you see, they're not converted, gone up. I read that quote already. Turning north. We see the mixed multitude. Two sons of Isaac and Rebekah represents the world over. Every time there's a revival, they are born how many? So not only a revival produces mixed multitude, that's true, right? It's producing mixed multitude. But there are also twins in that mixed multitude, which the twins are serpent seed and Zoe seed. There are others, but only the twins we care about.
Yeah.
One of them was a man after the world, unconverted, you see. The other was spiritual. But it was Jacob. It didn't make any difference how he got it. There was one thing he had in his mind, and that was the birthright. No matter what anything else, how he got it. That's the way it is with the spiritual born churches. When the Catholic Church had a revival, when the Luther had a revival, when the Wesley had a revival, when the Knox, the Calvin, all down to the age, it produced twins. And when the Pentecost had a revival, it produced twins. Did we have a revival under the seventh seal? What did it produce?
Twins.
When Moses had a revival down in Egypt, it produced twins, a mixed multitude. Now, God bless his word. I want to take the subject, this Jesus' first doctrine. His first doctrine was he must be born again. There was the first commission not to leave Jerusalem until there was endowed with power on high. No man has a right to preach a gospel until he has been filled with the... Jesus wouldn't let the disciples preach the gospel until first they received. Now you can have the ability to preach. There's no doubts about it. And you can preach a good sermon. But there's no life. Nobody can be converted. No matter how much truth it is, it has to have the man with life to pass life on. No man even has the right to preach the gospel until he's come face to face with God. That's right. No man should be in the pulpit without receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's two things. You've got to be converted and you have to have an experience with God. Jesus commissioned his disciples not to preach anymore, but wait in the city of Jerusalem until they are endowed with power from on high. Watch what the Holy Ghost did when it came. The Holy Ghost is God. The Holy Ghost is the Father of Jesus Christ. I can't hear you. The Holy Ghost is the what? Matthew, the second chapter, 20th verse. Mary, his mother, when she was exposed to Joseph, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the? Watch, God called man again. Note, God called and God trained to carry the revival. And before we can have this revival, God has to call out and train men. God trained men to carry what? He said a mixed multitude, they didn't carry any message. The message is the seventh seal, the opening of the word. And in the twins, they now begin to develop the doctrines. I can't hear you. What am I trying to tell you? The reason the Antichrist is rising up against us is because there must be a revival happening somewhere. Something is stirring in the bride. I don't care. And notice, I don't care what the opposition is. Notice every time the revival and men are called, opposition is mentioned. That is why the Antichrist is against us. We are right in the channel of the present stage of the ministry here.
Yes, sir.
Hear what he goes on to say. I don't care what the opposition is. They are willing to go through the fiery furnace in defeat. Or in the lion's den. Or wherever it may be. They are ready to go because they have been in the presence of God and know that he is. Whether it's a victory or defeat, they stand the same. That's the kind of training God does to man. And it's very strange to think that God would do. That God trains his men like that, but he does. How many have been with me? Who's the oldest one, Brother Willingham? I want to ask you something, Brother John. Some of you brothers. In the last 20 years here, has it been easy? Every church in this area has stood against us. We are the oddballs. Every ministry. But they couldn't put it out. They couldn't kill it. They couldn't suppress it. They couldn't do it, brother. Here we are standing after 20 years by his grace. What was God doing? God using the opposition, using these men, using what they say about us, what they do, to prepare me until it comes to such a place. It doesn't bother me what they do or what they say. I see the word of God unfolding, the word of God growing. Amen. The light of God becoming stronger and stronger and stronger. And the shadows going out more and more and more until it will take control of us. But there will be no more shadow, brother, sister. What has he been doing? Training me. Training you. We have come through the shame. We have come through the reproach. What else can they do? Apart from, you know, literally kill us. I remember standing here taking questions and answers. I remember everything we preached was always to prove. I don't think I ever got a chance to really enjoy presenting them. I've got so used to proving, that now even when it's true, I still prove it. But God was doing that to prepare me for out there. Because when you go out there, you're not dealing with believers. You deal with mixed multitude. What was God doing? Taking questions and answers. Preparing me. Getting me in study. Getting me searching. Getting me researching. Doing what? Preparing me. I thought it was for you alone. But it's for out there. Preparation. Watch again. One man. Then it goes to well-trained men. Then a revival followed. But these men have to be converted, they have to be trained. What was happening in the last 30 years? God was training, God called men. Because a revival has to go forth. First 15 years, mixed multitude. We are all one. Next 30 years, God calling and training, God called men. Then all of a sudden, eyes begin to open. Things that we never knew begin to unfold. And it wasn't that in the last 20 years that began to happen to you? In every age, we have exactly the same pattern. That is why the light comes through some God-given messenger. Some God-given, that's one man. And then from that messenger, there spreads the light through the ministry of others.
Yes, sir.
Who have been faithfully taught. That's how the revival is going to come. But of course, all those who go out don't always learn how necessary to speak only what the messenger has spoken. In other words, in the ministry who speaks the message, preach the message, they are mixed multitude. Remember, Paul warned the people to say only what he said. If any man think himself to be a prophet or spirit, let him acknowledge what the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. They add it here, they take away there, and soon the message is no longer pure, and the revival dies down. And that's why message churches, they're not growing anywhere. The minister don't know what to preach. He goes back to the same old message over and over, looking for something. Go back to the church age book, go back to the seal, go back to the rapture, go back to this. Oh, keep going over and over and over. But if the true elect ministry know there's more. Yeah. They know there's more and they have to get in contact with life. Yeah. You see? Okay. Watch carefully again. And you see the revival what? Dies down. How careful we must to hear one voice, for the Spirit has only one voice, which is the voice of God. Paul warned them to say what he said. Now, you know, in Trinidad now, they don't want, they say, oh, if they don't like a doctor, say, oh, that's before the seals were open. Oh, that come from the church age book. Imagine, older men, supposed to be elders, saying things like that. He warned them that even he, Paul, could not change one word of what had given by revelation. Oh, how important it is to hear the voice by ways of his messenger. Then they see has been given. Now, there's a couple more. But then, watch again, the spiritual church. How that group of people called out, the elected, through every revival. But how through the revival? Not just called out, but men now came and carried them in that revival. Coming out is not the revival. So there's a couple lines that has to go in for that. Called out, the elected through the revival, through every revival. You see, old people are very religious, always been. As I preached the other night, a revival always produces twins like Jacob and Esau. The latter day revival has done the same thing. It's true. So let's get Jacob aside. Let's get on Jacob's side. So if you're the true seed, you'll get on Jacob's side, the one that's going to inherit. The one that's going to the promised land. That's the seventh seal. That's the seven thunders. We cannot be satisfied with going to church. And putting your name on the book. Oh, I'm a message believer. I'm a message believer. We are not satisfied with that. I go to a message church. We are not satisfied with that. That man better feed you something. See, satisfied going to church and putting your name on the book. If we do, there's something wrong. Let's keep climbing what? Higher and higher. Till we reach that promised land. Mark of the beast. Every revival produces? Certainly. There's a twin. Born natural and spiritual. It was back in the Garden of Eden. Cain and Abel. The same thing. Started from there. Just keeps going down. Now watch Matthew 24:24. 24:24 is twins. 24:24 is what? Twins. And what the bride revival is? Seventh seal. 1965. Power transformation. There's always twins. That's a reason. Don't forget this, little flock. The church in the last days is going to be what? Not that this is 65. This is a prophecy. It's going to be. Twins. That's a reason. Don't forget this, little flock. The church in the last days is going to be twins. So close they'll deceive the very elect. Matthew 24:24. You see how he quotes it? So Matthew 24:24 is twins. The church is going to. It's Pentecostal move. It's not Pentecost. It's a Pentecostal move. See, unconverted people are still in Pentecost. Right. Even though in a message. Yes, let me say that. Unconverted ministers is all still in Pentecost. But to be in the bride age, you've got to be born again. Amen. It's a Pentecostal move. It's so much like the real thing. I can't hear you. Till it will deceive the very elect if it was possible. A little later on, you'll get the chance. I want to explain how that election comes. See, it's going to deceive them because it's almost like the same thing. See, just two fathers. That's all. Same mother. Same church. Same movement. Same thing. The bed and ground is the same where the word falls. One of them is, like here, is perverted. See, it's the wrong father. It's a Cain move. But what is Cain? Isn't Cain a twin? (Clears throat) Now I want to say one more. If it's a Cain move, Cain was a twin, was he? And Cain took the mark of the beast.
Yes.
So Matthew 24:24 takes the mark of the beast.
Amen.
Because it's a twin.
Amen, brother.
I can't hear you.
Amen.
The impersonators take the mark.
Yes.
When I go home this time, I'm going to preach on the trail of the serpent. The beast at the beginning and the beast at the end. The trail of him, right through the Bible.
Amen.
And shows how he heads up. Now how do you trace the twins? The twins is the trace for the serpent. For the beast.
Yes.
The twins is the trail of the beast.
Amen.
The beast in the beginning passed through Cain, came through Jacob and Esau, passed through, come through Jesus and Judas.
Right.
Is that right?
Amen.
Comes through the church. See, now I want to look at that here carefully. See how he's showing you? It comes through the ark with the crow and the dove. Now watch my notes here. Go on up. The beast was the preacher of the message that God had already given. God had given a message. He came after the message. So he's an impersonator. Watch the beast in the beginning. He had a false ministry in the beginning, spoke to Eve. That's the beast in the beginning. So the beast in the end, what are the last people who tried to deceive this bride? Isn't that Matthew 24:24? That's the trail of the serpent to us. That continues on in a man of sin.
Yeah.
Okay, every revival produces twin. You said a rude remark, but it's true. When there is a birth out for Isaac and Rebecca, it produced twins. Amen. Is there a lot to it? Can you go up? Let me see where if I'm missing anything. I think I probably can get these on Sunday. I'll get them on Sunday. Amen. Are you beginning to see, friends, the hour you're living in? Present stage of the bride's ministry? Use one nation, Trinidad, that's a type of all nation. That is what will happen in all nation. Message Church first came out, mixed multitudes. Then, first 15 years. Then, after the 15 years, about 20, 30 years, what is it? Until 2010, we find that all doctrines have been seeded. Twins have been developed. And then from there it moves into Antichrist. That's what's happening right now. That's why they're fighting. Because the bride revival is now on. Let us stand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Make an announcement so that we can all get it. I don't have the time to really pass it on to everybody. But on Saturday, not this Saturday, next Saturday at 4 p.m., the officers and their wives are invited to dinner, to have a meeting and dinner so that we can get some things worked out. So just remember that date. It will not be this Saturday, but Jones, just give them the date for the next Saturday at 4 p.m. And make sure that all your planning and whatever you do, you don't miss the meeting, okay? Both husbands and wife. God bless you. God cause his face to shine upon you and give you much grace, Brother Jones.
Hallelujah. Overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. We have overcome.